Oh, that sounds so good. You guys sound like 1,000 people on stage. You really do. Rush in Rio, the double DVD, the triple CD. And I did not give you a chance to answer the question. Will you allow any more releases of board mixes other than what's on the DVD that's currently out right now?
That's really hard to say. It's, we spent a lot of time. And, for example, Alex has already described how many hours he put into trying to make this live album sound as good as it possibly can and be such an accurate representation of what's on a Rush show. And when you record directly off the board, it's very difficult to reproduce a lot of the frequencies, you know, especially the bottom end frequencies. They just get robbed. So even though we did it in a limited way on this CD package, we added these two kind of board mix songs. It's not something that I would be really too keen on taking very seriously because it's really not the best possible mix you can do. I mean, we did it for kind of a souvenir, and because we felt kind of bad that we didn't play all those extra songs that night in Rio, and I know a lot of fans would like to have heard them, so we kind of thought we'd throw it in there and see how it went. And they turned out pretty good, I think, considering what they are. But I don't think you can compare them sonically to what's on the rest of that record.
Oh, I don't think you can either. But thanks for including those. I mean, absolutely. And Alex, I have a question for you, mildly technical. Was the crowd so loud that they were going to be part of the mix anyway, or did you specifically address the crowd as, let's make it, like you said earlier in the show this evening, like you're sitting 12th row center and you're immersed in the crowd?
When we first started mixing, I mean, Jimbo would bring the crowd up, and we'd sit there and just listen to the crowd for, I mean, hours. I'm not kidding. It was just so overwhelming. And you hear things in the crowd. You hear people singing and cheering, and, you know, there's a whole other life to what's on there just on the crowd. So it really became essential that it was an integrated part of what the whole presentation of the concert was. It's not something that just flows in and out. It's there the whole time.
If you've not seen the DVD, you have to pick up a copy. And by the way, congratulations. It's triple platinum, which is really rare. Gold is good for DVD. Triple platinum's almost unheard of. We'll take another caller from Forest Hills, Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Rockline.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
How are you? How are you, Alex?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Okay, I want to get right to my questions. It's an honor to talk to you, first of all, both you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Getty, I guess this one's for you mostly, because I know you're a sports fan. I'd like to ask you, you and Alex both, what's your favorite Toronto team? The Raptors, the Blue Jays, or the Maple Leafs? I'd like to ask what you guys think of the Rush 2112 image bobbleheads, which I have a set of, I'm glad to say. And thirdly, what is your most difficult or challenging album that you guys have ever done?
Okay, well, as far as sports teams go, that's the easy question. I'm a baseball nut, so I love the Blue Jays. They're in my number one choice. I'd have to say the Raptors second and the Leafs third, probably. But I'll be hung for that as I leave the studio.
And I'm bringing the rope.
What was the second question? The bobbleheads. I'm glad you like those. We started that idea as kind of a joke. We thought, wouldn't that be funny? Because basically, you know, I'm always looking for great baseball bobbleheads, and I thought, wouldn't it be funny to do one of us? And of course, we had to do it in our most prog rock period in the 70s with the kimonos and the absurdly prophetic robes and all that. sorry, what was the last
one? Toughest record to make. Most challenging. Might have been Grace Under Pressure.
I would say, yeah, it's got to be between Grace Under Pressure and Hemispheres.
Yeah.
Hemispheres was really hard to make.
Yeah, very hard to make. Yeah.
Did Grace Under Pressure get its name because of that?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. We spent we were in the studio for about 3 months, and we had one day off. The first Saturday we had off. After that, we worked every single day. That was a tough one.
But it was also
so
tough.
Cold.
It was also tough because it's the first album that we did without our producer, Terry Brown, and he had produced all of our records up to that point, and we decided that we wanted to step out on our own and try new producers and see if we could learn more stuff. and we had arranged to work with a British producer who bailed on us at the last minute and really put us in a tight spot. And so all the time we were doing pre-production, we were interviewing producers. People were being flown in on a weekly basis. And in the end, we opted to co-produce it, kind of produce it ourselves with Peter Henderson, who engineered it. And it just was a very difficult job to go from having someone you trusted for, you know, I guess it was 10 albums at that time, to doing it on your own. So it was really a hard record to make.
Alex, do you have a favorite Toronto team?
You know, I'm not a really super big sports fan, but I have a soft spot in my heart for the Leafs. I always hold out hope for them.
That's well stated. Hold out hope. Maybe someday it will come around. Let's try to get one more on quickly here from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Joe, it's your turn to be on.
Hey, thanks very much. Hey, guys, you've been doing rock and roll for 30 years now, and I think we can agree you've got it down. Ever thought about branching into anything else, like maybe classical or some other form of music?
Well, I don't know. So other forms of music, for me, I like working with other musicians, particularly with young bands, and I get a kick out of that. Sometimes it's a little too all-consuming, but I sort of enjoy that sort of thing, production and sharing kind of experience.
Yeah, I think in the future, I'd like to, you know, do some work on my own again at some point. I'd like to experiment a bit more with acoustic instruments. That's something that intrigues me.
I'm going to get one more song on. It's The Big Money. It's Rush and Rock Line.